Land and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
I'm not the girl who keeps her mouth shut.
Gravity, you got the impossible job of just loving me, 'cause I'm a nightmare wrapped up in candy. I look so sweet, but too much of me. You get sick, babe. This ain't a trick, say. Love can be poison or a remedy. Yeah, I'm crazy, and I know you kinda like you. Listen, baby, if you come.
Winnie, Type of Girl. Oh, I love that track. Don't you, Lo?
I enjoyed that one.
Oh, welcome to Sound and Country Vision with me, your host Tess, and I have my lovely sister in the studio again with me.
Lovely to be here.
The second show of March, of spring, if you like. I was thinking it was Easter already, but I'm a little bit ahead of myself. Of course, Twinny will be performing at C2C on the Saturday, so I say the 14th of March. Literally in a few days, on the Spotlight stage. I'm hoping to catch her. She's literally fantastic. Love her. And she's very Shania Twain-like, isn't she? We were thinking that.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show in a few minutes' time, we're going to be speaking to a country Americana singer-songwriter from Glasgow, Katie Cross. She's making waves on the country scene. You've probably seen her name come up quite a bit. And then later on, we're going to be speaking to Lauren from Remember Monday, so can't wait to speak to her. And then we've also got Chantel coming on the show to introduce The Rising's brand new track. And obviously, they're really good friends of the show, so I can't wait to catch up with her. But first, I think we should play one of Katie Cross's songs from her new album called Show Your Hand. And we actually played this on the Midweek Drive show on Siren Radio. I think it was a few weeks ago now, but this is brilliant. So here it is, Show Your Hand.
Show your hand, show your hand, hear them call, show your hand, show your hand, show your hand, hear them call.
Just beautiful. Katie Cross there with Show Your Hands, and she is on the line with us now. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
No problem, it's great to have you on Sound and Country Vision. And that is a great track. That's the title track to your new album, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Fantastic. We'll be playing another one off of the album shortly, a bit further on in the show, Bumblebee. That's got to be one of my... I know you shouldn't have favourites, but I love that track. Really love that
track. Thank you.
So we'll talk
Thanks
a little
so much.
Bit, that's all right. We'll talk a little bit about that track in a bit. But just first, really, let's get a bit of a background. Where did it all start for you? And has country music always been a genre that's kind of been your favourite that you've kind of ventured towards? Have you always been a fan of country music?
Yeah, definitely. I come from a very musical family. We always had family parties, and it was one singer, one song. Everyone brought an instrument, and it just so happened that all my family members sung amazing classic country songs. So growing up, being immersed in all this amazing music had to rub off at some point, I suppose. Of course.
And it has.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Of course I'm into like other stuff, so yeah. I do like a bit of pop and some folk music from Scotland and stuff that. But country music is just my all-time favourite.
But then again, it's great now, isn't it? Because country music, it's so diverse now, and I think there's a lot of pop artists, rap artists, actually working with country artists, so there's a crossover there, isn't there now?
Oh yeah, for sure. Country music is so wide, and it's just a huge umbrella term now, and you can really fit into country music quite easily. And Americana music is starting to burst as well, which is amazing. I think we fit more into Americana country than you know your classic country genre, but it's still classed as country these days. So we're happy with that.
No, definitely. I think like people who fully don't get the genre still call it country and western. I get that a lot when I'm talking about my show. But as I say, it's so different, and that's why I love having artists like yourself on, because you explain that so well. I will just mention I've got my sister Lois in the studio with us. We like to keep it a family show here, so she's in the studio.
Lovely to speak
Hello.
With you. Hello.
Well, thank you. Nice to speak to you as well.
Now, in your short little, quite short career, is it? You're 22, I think I've read. You're only like 22, is that right?
I turned 23 on Friday, so
just 23. You've achieved so much already, and I think I read that you've worked with some quite big names in the industry, like Bob Harris, Catherine McGrath, Wildwood Kin, who we've actually had on the show before briefly. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. How did that all come about? How did you get to work with those guys?
You know, it's just like gigging and getting your name out there, and just you work with one person, and as soon as you get a big name on your CV as such, then it opens so many doors to start working with other folk. And on all three of the guys were absolutely amazing. They were just so down to earth and just, you know, like normal people. People think that, I can't go and speak to them, you know, they're superstars, but they were just, you know, your normal person, playing music for a living. Yeah.
And again, I guess that they've all been in the same boat at one point in their life, so they know what it's like. You know, to be growing in the industry. And I think as well, another thing with country music especially, I mean, I can't speak for all genres, but I think country music, it's quite like that anyway, isn't it? A lot of people are very friendly, down to earth. People just love the music, so.
Oh, yeah. I like to say that country music, especially like the UK country music scene, seems more like a big community. It's just a big family, and everybody's there to help each other. Like when I was working with Wildwood Kin and Catherine McGrath, like they were all giving pointers and, you know, I tried this and I tried that when I was younger and it didn't really work out for us, so maybe you should stay away from that. And, you know, having that experience and giving it to someone else who's not is just amazing, and you don't really hear that in other genres. So it's just like a big family and everyone's there to help each other, which is lovely.
Yeah, so that's really nice to hear as well, because you never know, do you, behind closed doors what actually goes on. So that's just really good. And, I mean, you've already written and released 3 full-length albums, and now your 4th. Show Your Hand, which is incredible. Do you ever sleep?
Very rarely.
Give us a little bit. I mean, how does Show Your Hand differ from the other 3 albums, and what went into creating this? Because there's 10 tracks, I think, isn't there? And they're all brilliant and different in their own way. You've got a really unique sound.
Thank you so much. The 4th album is the one that we are, of course, most proud of. It's the newest one. It's the one that we got funding for. So we applied to Creative Scotland to get some funding, because our 3 previous albums have basically been in our own studio and home studios and things like that, which is great. But, you know, it doesn't have the shiny, nice, glossy sound that some radio stations are looking for and some television shows are looking for. So you really need to up your game to get on those platforms. And we applied to the Creative Scotland for funding, and we got all the money we wanted, which was just insane. And it meant that we could go to a big fancy studio in Glasgow and get our fancy producer that we wanted.
I bet that was amazing, experience.
No, and get everything that we wanted. So it's just absolutely amazing. And it took us 18 months to get this album out, so the previous 3 have been 12 months. So we did take slightly longer, and I feel that it has definitely made a big impact taking those extra months.
Definitely. And I like to ask quite a lot of, well, all the artists I have on my show, did you have quite a lot of creative freedom on this album?
Yeah, definitely. The producer that we had, who was also our sound guy as well, was amazing. Like, he'd give us pointers, and of course he'd like, you know, it's your song, go whatever way you want, but it was mostly down to us, and he'd give us some wee pointers here and there. But like I say, we're unsigned artists, we're an unsigned artist and an independent artist, so we don't really have the big guys shouting at us just yet.
No, and for you, I guess, because again, I speak to a lot of independent artists about this, and platforms like Spotify, it's a lot about like pre-downloading the music, isn't it, and sharing, rather than even buying a lot of the time. Obviously you want that, but it's more about getting it out there. It's important,
for sure,
isn't it?
Yeah, the pre-saves on Spotify.
Pre-saves, that's it. That's what I was looking for. and do you find you're getting a lot of that? How hard has it been for you to work on?
Well, just now, like, it's been quite, I wouldn't like to say easy to sound big-headed or anything like that, but we have had 3 albums out, so we do know, like, the ways about getting to those pre-saves and getting on the playlist. So we have been really fortunate that everyone seems to have loved this new album and saved it, and we've got onto a few playlists on Spotify, and we've done really well with the physicals as well, the CDs and the vinyl.
Fantastic,
so
that's good.
We just can't complain.
No, that's really, really lovely to hear. And it's kind of like a whole new job in itself, isn't it, just to get the music out there. I mean, once you've kind of written and performed and recorded, you've then got to get it, you know, get it on all these platforms and social media. And it's hard work, and you're doing very, 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 very well from what I can tell so far. We're going to play another track now then, Bumblebee. I love this one. Just give us a bit of background into the song.
Yeah, no worries. So this one is one that I wrote for my nephew, Caden, who has just turned one, or he turned one in July last year. And it's basically, I grew up in Glasgow, but my family had a family holiday home down in Ayrshire, and we spent a lot of time down there, and it was just in a big field, and you just were able to roam about, not a care in the world, and it was kind of reminiscing that, my childhood, and bringing Caden down and wanting to spend the same kind of freedom with him, and just basically saying, you know, how much I love him.
Yeah, and you know what, that's how the song sounded for me. Summer, freedom, it's great. Here it is, Bumblebee, Stay on the Line with us.
I'll do it.
Just you and me.
go. The beautiful Bumblebee song by Katie Cross there. And she's with us on the line now.
Love that one, Katie. I don't know what it is. It's just lovely.
Yeah. Everyone says it's quite summery. Like it yes. feels like summer. So maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that. Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought of actually. I thought of summer and warmth. It's so cold over here at the moment, and I'm sure it is where you are. The weather's been dreadful, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been horrible.
All of these storms, when are they going to end?
I know.
Write more songs like that for us, Katie. It gets us through the day.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I think 2019 was pretty busy for you, playing lots of shows and festivals. I think you played Country in the Afternoon in London. Did you perform at one of Jessica Lynn's shows, her Out Loud tour?
Yeah, we did. We done the Edinburgh show.
Yeah. So you've been touring, doing a lot of that. And I think I saw on social media, you've, if I can say it, just been confirmed for C2C Glasgow, Country to Country.
Yeah, we have.
Brilliant. I bet that's exciting.
It's so exciting. I can't wait.
Have you attended Country to Country before, or will this be kind of like your first time going and performing?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago we performed at the Glasgow stage, and then last year we done the Country in the Clyde, which is another festival in Glasgow, the same time as C2C, but we went to C2C just as punters, just to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then this year we're going to play, so we'll probably get into the shows as well, because that's the benefit of playing, you get a free ticket to.
It's exciting, you can see all the other acts. Yeah. Is there anybody that you're particularly looking forward to seeing that you've seen on the lineup, or is it just kind of everybody? You're like a bit of a mix.
Yeah, but the lineup's amazing. We're playing on the Saturday in Glasgow, but I really can't wait to see Eric Pasley. I played with him last year at a songwriters round, and he was just like phenomenal. Like sitting beside him, and when he actually opens his mouth, and it sounds like the record.
So he's there. Like, oh, he's real. He's singing.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I think haven't you got Charles Easton there on the Friday? Which I was hoping he was playing on the Saturday in London.
Yeah, no, I think he's actually on the Saturday maybe, because I remember saying, oh, I need to go see him as well. So
oh, no, on the Saturday.
I wouldn't be running about.
Sorry, he's on the Saturday, isn't he, in Glasgow, Friday in London, and I'm working, so I can't make it on the Friday night. So I was like, oh, I wish he was playing on this Saturday. I'll just have to, I don't know, I'll have to fly over to Glasgow.
Yeah,
just
for that.
No, I'd love to come and visit Glasgow. I've never been. I think you'd like to go, wouldn't you, Lo? It's a place you'd like, Scotland.
It's on my list.
It's on your list of places to go. Have you got any other shows or anything else in store for 2020? Will you be coming over to the UK?
We're just
UK,
back from
England.
We're just back from London. We spent last week down in London at Nashville Meets London playing a few shows there, and then we're heading to Buckle and Boots in May, which will be fun, and we're also touring Germany for just about 22 days or something in July. That's going to be really good.
So you're pretty busy. Well, Katie, it's been fantastic having you on the show, and thank you. Thank you for speaking to us today.
No, thank you so much.
Hopefully I'll catch you at some point when you're over here, or if I can get to Glasgow. Yeah. It'd be great to catch up with you. And Show Your Hands, it's out now, isn't it? It's available on Spotify everywhere. People can
go. It's available everywhere, yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Go and download it. Go and listen to it. It's brilliant. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so
much. She drove west from Salt Lake City to the California coastline. She hit the San Diego freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her bumper. She had five restless children. She was singing as sweet as a mockingbird in that 40 tunnel lane. She's the salt of the earth, straight from the bosom of a Mormon church. His big mistake.
Oh, that, I love that one. That's by Kerry Fearon, Ford Econoline, that's called. She's kind of like an emerging country Americana singer from Northern Ireland. I think she's quite popular over there. So watch this space. Watch out for her. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be speaking to Lauren from Remember Monday. Can't wait to speak to her. But let's play you another track. This is by Copper Kelly, Worthwhile Waste of Time.
But now spending time with you is worth its weight in gold, and often doesn't cost me a dime. Thinking these things through, I see that spending time with you is a worthwhile waste of time. And when we part, my heart aches, my world feels hollow and bare. Spending time with you is worth its weight in gold, and often doesn't cost me a dime. Thinking these things true, I see that spending time with you is a worthwhile waste of time. When I get us together alone, I cherish what passed by so fast.
Really a song I think that I'll listen to, you know, when you're in a little bit of a mood or you've kind of wasted your time. That's Copper Kelly, upcoming country musician, and he's actually done a cover of Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey, so check him out when you can. And now on the line, we've got Lauren from Remember Monday. Hello, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No, you're welcome. I know we've been trying to schedule this interview for a while because I first met you guys briefly at the Dixie Fields Festival in July, didn't I, last year?
Yes. that was such an amazing weekend.
Really, really great. And then I think I saw you perform again at the Long Road Festival last September, and I absolutely loved your outfits. You were all in matching green.
Oh, we went full out.
Literally, it was brilliant and great set. I mean, that's a good festival. We're getting some good festivals over here, aren't we?
We really are. That was an amazing weekend. Yeah, I can't believe it's such a new festival as well as Long Road. It was an amazing weekend.
Really, really good. Do you think you'll be there again this September, or very, very busy.
Fingers crossed. We are busy, but we've kind of said we'll be a bit quiet in the first half of this year because we obviously are doing some different things at the minute, but we are actually working on some really exciting stuff. We're hopefully going to get an EP out. before the end of the year, which will be nice because we've released obviously 3 singles up till now, but it'll be good to hopefully get a few more tracks out all in bulk, so that'll be nice. We're working on that already. Our first track is pretty much finished now, so that's exciting.
That sounds really amazing.
We're so excited. So yeah, we will be quiet, but we are working behind the scenes.
You are still there. You're just working really, really hard. But that just means whatever you release is going to be brilliant. I must mention, obviously, Holly and Charlotte are your other members.
Yeah,
the other members of Remember Monday. And isn't Holly? She's working a lot on theatre, I've seen on socials.
Yeah, me and Holly are both in
and you
theatre
are as well?
Shows at the minute. Yeah.
Wow.
So she's playing Christine in the UK tour of Phantom of the Opera. So it's slightly different vibe to the country music that we work on. But yeah, it's amazing.
Gosh, and, you girls are multi-talented by the sounds.
Well, theatre's kind of always something that we've done. And me and Holly trained in it when we were younger, and Charlotte trained in it. Charlotte was actually Jane in Mary Poppins on the West End when she was younger. It's been something that's always been kind of in our lives. And then we actually met through that. We were studying performing arts together at college.
I was going to ask you about that.
So that's how we met. And then we kind of all loved country music and kind of just used to like have a jam. Our teachers never used to see us in class. They'd be like, girls, are you coming to class today? And we'd be like, no, sorry, we're just going to sit here and sing a Taylor Swift song, you know.
And now look at
you. That's kind of how we bonded. Yeah, exactly.
Now, You all appeared on The Voice, didn't you? I don't know how long ago that was.
Last year.
You was the first trio to get 4 turns.
I know. It's amazing, actually. It was such a cool experience, and we did learn a lot from it. And it was also just kind of, it gave us such a great opportunity to just put the band at number one priority. And, you know, that was all we did the whole year. It was, well, over a year, because actually, you know, it didn't air until January 2019, but actually we'd been kind of in rehearsals and filming, you know, certain bits of footage since I think it was even like the May before that was when we first kind of started the process. So we've been doing it for such a long time before it was even aired, and so it just allowed us to just put our full focus on the band for such a long time. It was amazing. It was such a cool experience.
I bet. And I think what's nice about The Voices and like other kind of similar shows, obviously they have to turn to see you, they hear your voice first, so it really does, it's about the music, isn't it, more than the milk and about business. It's more about the music.
Definitely. And they allowed us to kind of really stay ourselves in that respect. You know, they didn't kind of try and push us down any kind of more pop culture route. They really allowed us to establish our own kind of style. And you know, I mean, we were the first people to sing an original song on The Voice, I think, with in our knockout was we sang our song Jailbreaker, which will potentially be on the new EP. And that was an amazing thing to do, you know. Our original song was heard by millions and millions of people. It's flipping awesome.
I think that's the great thing about the show as well, for independent artists and those that are really shy. You do get, you know, there's a platform there and the viewers.
Definitely.
And I think was it Jennifer Hudson? Was she your coach?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. She had to go with her. It was all the girl power.
I'll just mention, I have got my sister on the show with me, Lo, so she's in the studio.
Hello.
She likes The Voice, and you like Jennifer Hudson, don't you?
Yeah, big fan of her. Hud.
Oh yeah.
I think it's Megan Trainor now, isn't it? She's on there now.
Yeah,
she's really cool.
She did the last season, and then it's Megan this year. Yeah. I haven't actually watched much of this season, but
You've been so busy. You've had a really busy 2019. Gosh. So like you said as well, you released your debut single Drive last year, I think it was. Time is just.
I think it was even the year before.
Even the year before.
I think it was October 2018 that we released Drive.
Oh my goodness.
Which seems ridiculous because it does feel like it was only a minute ago. But it's been a long time.
And that, I mean, that shot straight to number one on the iTunes country charts, didn't it?
Yeah, that was amazing.
And then you released two new tracks, one of which we're going to play in a minute. Two new tracks, Home to Me, and obviously your latest single, Find My Way, to celebrate that and the year's release of Drive. And we've actually played those two tracks as my tracks of the week on the Midweek Drive show as well previously. That's fine. They're great tracks. Just tell us before we play it, tell us a little bit about Find My Way and what went into that song.
Yeah, of course. So, well, normally our writing process, I up until kind of recently, I've always been the sole writer, not because I'm, no, it's just my job, but just the girls had never, you know, thought about writing. And when we finished The Voice, it was something that we really wanted to work on all together. So we actually got together with Tim Potty Jones and Dan Weller. And we kind of, I think it was even like a few days after our last round of The Voice. And we were kind of feeling quite down, actually, after The Voice finished. And we kind of thought, actually, what's a positive message that we can take from it? And that is that, you know, kind of hard work will get you places, and you'll essentially find your way if you kind of keep on down the route that you enjoy and that you love, and keep putting time and effort into things that you love doing, and then that's success anyway, isn't it? So yeah, that was kind of the message that we kind of wanted to get across with the song, and we think it's a banger.
and it really isn't. I think it had like a lot of Spotify streams in the first 24 hours. Wasn't it like 1,600 streams
of its amazing release? Yeah.
Well, here it is then. Stay on the line with us. We'll talk briefly after. Here it is, Find My Way by Remember
Monday.
You
know the feeling when you're living life in grey, going back and forth just trying to fill the time. And I've been thinking, maybe I should walk away, but I'm sitting here still waiting for a sign. But all I know, I got an open heart, so give me an open road. You just name the time and place, the world is ours to roam. I got an open mind, so tell me where you wanna go. 'Cause all I need is you to make overthinking. Now's the time to jump right in. Oh, lose the fear, get up and fight the fight. So start believing when your hope is wearing thin. But at the end of the tunnel, there's a light. Now I got an open heart, so give me an open road. You just name the time and place, the world is ours to roam.
Find My Way, Remember Monday. And we have Lauren from the trio, from the country trio, on the line with us now. That's such a great tune.
Oh, thank you. I like it too.
And your harmonies are beautiful as well. I remember listening to you at the Long Road and the Dixie Fields. And yeah, you work so well together. I suppose you have to, don't you? You are a trio.
Yeah.
But
I think we've been together for 8 years now, I think. I mean, not always as Remember Monday. We've always kind of just always been singing together because it's just been something that we've loved. So, yeah, it does just come from 8 years of knowing each other so well, I guess.
Wasn't you called, I think this must have been way back when, and you probably get this a lot, but Houston, was that?
Yeah, we were.
Where does that...
Quite a long time. Yeah, I think we were Houston for actually longer than we've been Remember Monday, but that was kind of something that we... Why did we call ourselves Houston? I can't even remember. We were asked to do a gig and we didn't have a band name. We just always sung together, the three of us, for fun. And I think they were like, oh, what do we call you? And so we just came up with a name really quickly. Houston, that was a blast from the past.
No, I like it. But now Remember Monday. And I like Remember Monday because obviously... Mondays is always seen as like a gloomy day, but you kind of brighten it.
Yeah, we've always loved that because basically our classes together were always on a Monday. So that was where we kind of met and we always sang together on a Monday. And then it happened, me and Holly both had theatre jobs before we were Remember Monday. And Mondays were always our days off. So Mondays were always the day that we got to spend singing with the band. So we've always loved Mondays, basically.
Yeah, so it's so kind of meant to be. That's really clever. I like that. Remember Monday. Yeah. And we do remember you.
We do. We have had some funny mispronunciations or misspellings of the name, though. We've had, like, Remembrance Monday Remembering Sunday or things like that, which is just hilarious.
We
do like the name.
No, it's Remember Monday. Remember that. Remember Monday.
I know. It has the word in the name.
It's there. Now, you've already mentioned, obviously, your plans for 2020. We're going to get new music from you. You're playing a lot of new shows. Is there anything else in the works? I mean, you're obviously very busy with theatre as well. And that's really cool. Your hands are kind of full, aren't they?
They are. But we are, like I say, hopefully going to get lots of new music out towards the end of the year, which will be exciting. And then hopefully we'll have a few big gigs to promote the music. So, yeah,
fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for taking the time out as well to speak to us.
No, don't be silly. Thank you for having me.
Now, where can people go to find out more about Remember Monday and download your music and find out more about you?
So we're all of our music is on Spotify, iTunes, all the kind of music streaming platforms. And then on social media, we're Remember Monday_ on every platform. So
and not,
you can find us there.
Not Sunday, not Remembrance Sunday, it's Remember Monday.
No, exactly. Remember Monday_.
Thanks ever so much, Lauren, and best of luck with all the theatre shows as well. Maybe catch you at one of the festivals in the summer. Thank you.
We hope so. Thank you.
I wanna start this out and say, I gotta get it off my chest. Got no anger, got no malice, just a little bit of regret. No, nobody else will tell you, so there's some things I gotta say. Gonna jot it down and then get it out and then I'll be on my way. No, you're not half the man you think that you are. And you can fill the hole inside of you with money, drugs, and cars. I'm so glad I never. So sorry, I feel so sad.
Halsey there with You Should Be Sad. Love that one. Had to play that one because it has got a country feel. Really good tune. And coming up, we're going to be speaking to Chantel very briefly. She's going to be introducing The Rising's brand new single. So looking forward to chatting to her. But we're going to play another tune for you now. And my sister Lo is going to introduce it because she loves this particular artist, as do I. And she's actually just done a little UK European tour. And she did come to London and Birmingham. But unfortunately, we couldn't make it to one of her shows, so we're quite sad. But anyway, take it away, Lo.
Yeah, so this is one of my favourites. This is Len and Stella, La Di Da.
Some things don't sit right, this close to midnight. You're someone else in this light. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Stand in the kitchen, attempting to fix this. So I try to listen to you, you, you. What? You're gonna say something you don't mean. So just before you take it too far, hold my ear, say la da da dee da. Your empty words made for hurting me. So just before you take it too far.
Stella, very lovely introduction to the song, Lo. Very well done. And to play us out with another great tune, and this is quite exciting, it's really, really different. We've got Chantel from The Rising on the line. Hello.
Hello, how are you, Tessa?
I'm really well, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you very
good.
Much.
Good. Now, I'm so excited to speak to you about this, because, of course, I know you've obviously brought the single out and we've played it as track of the week on the Midweek Drive show. But how on earth did you come about to cover, you know, it's quite a big hit by Girls Aloud. I think back in 2003, 2004, Love Machine. Now, you've completely turned this song, you know, around. It's brilliant. Bluegrass country. It's great. How did you decide to do this, you and Chris?
Oh, well, yeah, well, we were asked by BBC Introducing in Coventry and Warwickshire to, like, have a cover that with the unexpected from us, and we were like, okay, what do we do? And we spent loads of time going like through what we were listening to in our childhood. And I remember the first concert I ever went to was Stars Alive, and Love Machine just blew us all away. We were like, have to do that one.
And you really have transformed. He's very good. You really have transformed it.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm guessing, well, obviously you're the vocals on it, always really good, but I'm guessing Chris did a lot of work on the production side because he's good at that.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great drummer in Nashville who works with us all the time, Chris Brush, and he's done the drums on the track, and Chris done everything else from banjo to mandolin, I think there is, and the electric guitars and everything. Yeah, it was just threw everything at it.
Oh, you know what? You're going to have to do bring some more out a little bit like that. I love, maybe do like a bluegrass EP album. That would be amazing.
Yeah, well, as you know, we're doing a single every month this year. So we've already got Marches lined up. So that's the premiere for you. We've got it lined up. It's one of the songs off the album. So.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that. I'm really
excited.
There'll
be a few different songs and genres crossing over throughout the year, so that'll be pretty exciting.
Oh, it's really, really exciting. Well, Love Machine is out now. It's on Spotify. Now, just quickly before we go, just tell us how important it is for independent artists like yourselves and others that are in the same boat for people to pre-save and download, like, and share music on these platforms.
Yeah, look, as an independent musician, we're doing everything ourselves, from the actual work that goes into the song, the publicity, the PR, the putting it onto those streaming platforms. And that is our only way to gauge if we are getting anywhere with the fans and with the general public as well. So when you actually pre-save it, we see that we're getting more traction, and it builds the algorithm up, so it promotes it a bit more by itself instead of us having to do it. So it would be great if everybody could pre-save and listen to the track on any streaming service that you have. It would be amazing.
There we go. And you're quite hot on the social media as well. I know you're always posting on there, so obviously check out The Rising on there. Before we get you to introduce the track and to play us out on Sound and Country Vision, I just want to thank all of our other guests that have been on the show today. Katie Cross, Lauren from Remember Monday. Obviously you can catch them performing in theatre shows and at festivals in the summer. Thank you, Lo, again for being on the show.
Thank
you
for
enjoyed
having
it?
Me. Yeah, really, really enjoyed
it. Oh, yeah. Chantelle, I forgot, my sister's on the show today. You know we like to keep it a family
Hello.
Show.
Hello.
Thank you, Alex, as always, my producer, always working magic there across the way. And again, thank you, Chantelle, for coming on to it, introduce this brilliant new cover track. So take it away, Chantelle, introduce your new single to us all.
So this is Love Machine, a cover by The Rising.